to Michayim, something that you don't go to sell when it's alive, you don't value it, like Rashi says, that means the skin, or the veins, or the fat, that has no chashivus to it when it's alive. So therefore, like Gaza Rabbanim, the Rabbanim did not make a gezerah, that Liyacha Misi, you would be allowed to sell your Maisa Bema, the skin of it, or the horns of it, or the fat, that you would be allowed to. Only you now have sold the meat, because it's gezerah, maybe you come to sell the meat even before Shchit also. Now the Yasmi Mashenk, I'm holding by your Maisa Bema, the Yasim, and after you made a shechita, again, some of the rice you're allowed to sell it. It's only with the Rabbanan not. Here, Ukma Rabbanan not the rice. The Rabbanan put it back to the way it is with the rice. And with the rice you're allowed to sell to Maisa Beim after shechita. So by Yisrael, they also said that you're allowed to sell it. So that's the Ezra, that's the Shandas Braisa. And the Yah from Shmuel by Rabbi Yitzchak, several also Lahod the Rava. The Yomra Shmuel by Rabbi Yitzchak, we know how do we know the Maisa Beim, she Yisrael, she Moichna Sekadak, and let us sell it normally. It says, "Rak b'chol arvus nafshecho tizbach v'yachal tabosa." Is there a double wish thing? Shame by broch and chanaz no broch was alive. Eliyach hashchita v'yoyim is a ma'ase beima. It's only ma'ase beima that you only have a broch from it l'achar mechayim, or only l'achar shchita. Therefore, the same thing here. L'yach hashchita. That's when midrash you're allowed to sell it by yisaimim. Yes, but otherwise midrabbanim no it's also. Yes, Rashi explains like this. After the Pasuk says that Rak v'cholavos nashcho tizbach, you could check if you chalta need it. They were talking about now psulih hamikdashim, that relg psulih hamikdashim, after you paid for it, you have a heter to eat it. Now, a zel davar, what thing is shein by brach mechaim, you can't use it almost alive. Eliyach hashchita, only hashchita. Is that the yom atayu zeh maise veima, that goes on maise veima. So Rashi says this, a zel davar, shein by brach mechaim, can't have enjoyment from it. You could redeem it, and you could sell it when it's alive, whoever you want to. But Maisa Beim, you can't redeem, and you can't sell it because it's alive. So, it says, but liachas v'chika bracha, it says in this passage, but once you shecht it, then you can have a bracha from it. So that bracha means now you're allowed to sell it. Who are you allowed to sell it to? You can sell it before you say him, you're allowed to sell it. And as midi rice, you're allowed to sell it. It's only with the rabbanan not. And by Yisaimim Ukme Adi Eraisa. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding the Aflam Beis Amar Aleph on top. That says again, the Dover Shein Anishim Mechayim Lagoz Rabban. The Bon Namek Gzeirom. The question is again, if you're allowed to sell a Maisa Behem or not. And the Morris says what? The Yas Nuk Rabbanan Adi Raisa. That need the Raisa, it's only Yasa to sell the Bechor when it's Mechaim, when it's alive. Le'yach HaShchit, it's Mutim Adi Raisa, it's only Yasa Adi Rabbanan. And by Yisem, the Rabbanan will make what to say, Ukmi Rabbanan Adi Raisa, that you're allowed to sell the Maisa Behema of Yisemin after Shchita. The Yafra Shmur Bar Yisuch Sovolo Lohor Derova. He also is like this. Lohor Derova. Why, what's the Raya? That by Yisemin will make it. The Yomer Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok Minan, how do I know to say LeMaisa Behem Shal Yisaimim, that the Maisa Behem that belongs to Yisaimim, where his father was Nifter's Nofin Shemoich Renoisoi Kedarko, you're allowed to sell it normally Lach Hashchitom. Shnemer, the post is like this: Rak B'chol Avos Nafshecha. So by Berg Yipsul Amikdoshim Tizbach Yikashechtet V'yachalta Nidit Boso. So Darshan Adis Ezel Dova. What thing are we talking about? Shein by brocha mechaim, the cold man that's alive, you have no right to sell it, you have no brocha from it. El liyach hashchita, only liyach hashchita, you have a brocha, you have a right to sell it. Have yoyim is a maise beima, goes a maise beima. So the kiss you see by maise beima, you mid your eyes, you lie to sell it liyach hashchita. It's only mechaim, it's ksida, doesn't have a brocha. That's also right, that's only yosim mid your eyes when the maise beima is alive. When has a balmum and you shecht it, after shechitim with the rice, you're allowed to sell it. It's only yosim the rabbanin. Then the svar is by yisraimim the rabbanin that did not make xero as a shavas of edom, because for them they're too young, they can't eat it, they'll just lose out with it. Therefore, we'll make it for them. We let them. We sell it for them. You have to shout this. He boiled a question like this: Mal leavliya biyatzomis. So again, we came out that ma'isa behemo even after shechitim with the rabbanin is also to sell it. But by law, if you're not selling the meat, but you sell the gidim and the skin, and with selling the skin, you also give along the meat and it's mutter. So the question is, let's say you want to sell the bones, and the ikam selling is the bones, and with the bones I'll sell you the meat also. Is a mutter to sneak in like the meat with the bones. You're allowed to sell somebody the bones of the Maisa Behemah, because the Torah only asks you not to sell the boss of the meat, but the bones you're allowed to. The Chadam one says, no, ein mavliya, even though you're allowed to sell the bones, but you can't stick in the meat also there. The Mor says, what's the machlekes? We live late figures on machlekes. Ho bedaka, buy a small behemah daka like a lamb. Rashi says, ein hatzomus ruyin lechulam, you can't use the bones for anything. And therefore, if you sell it and charge you money, everybody knows what you're doing, that biki is selling it for the meat. So there it's also. But ho begasa, by big, by shore, by an ox, there you could use the bones to make a kalim with them. So therefore, people would buy the bones. So if you sell the meat with the bone, it doesn't look like you're really selling the meat. It looks like biki is selling the bone, because you're charging a lot of money for the bones, and I got for present to give the meat. If you boys him, if you want to connect like this, if you boys say, I tell you, EDVD, both of them are talking about begasa, by a big behemoth, by an ox. For the flig, there's no machlokes. Ma'aki yasri, ma'aki yasri, each one goes according to his own city. So Rashi says, Biasri, demar oisim, kalim yatsomis, it depends on the city. In his place, they used to make a kalim from bones. Therefore, you could sell the bones at a large sum of money, and it doesn't look like you're paying for the meat. From the other one city, they didn't use the bones to make kalim. So the bones are just threw away like, or very cheap. So if they charge you a lot of money for the bones, everybody could tell, Biker is for the meat, therefore it's also. Kufa, what we just say before, Bebechor hu ayma, by a korban bechor, it says, lo yipode, that you can't redeem it. So not only when it's a tam, but even if it becomes a bal mum, there's no way to redeem it. There's no way to take the kedusha off the bechor, it always has its kedusha. The nimkar, but the coin is not a sell it. When it comes to bal mum, he's allowed to sell it to somebody, he can sell it to anybody he wants to, a coin can sell it. The maisa, by maisa behema, even if it becomes a bal mum, nemo lo yigoyel. Here the pasuk says lo yigoyel. So Darshan does not only mean that you can't redeem it, but who adin vein and nimkar, you're not allowed to sell it. Lo yichai, now when it's alive, that's midiraisam. For lo yishochet, not even after shrit, that's only midirabonin. For lo yitam, now when it's a tam, for lo yibal mum, even when it's a bal mum, still you're not allowed to sell a maisa behema. So the question is, minu anemili, how do we know this? The Rashi said that the maisa and the nimkar, how do we know to say that the pasuk of melo yigoyel means you can't even sell it? How do we know this? Minu anemili. Some Reb Chinano Omer Rav, Vechein Omer Rav Dimi Omer Rav Yechanan, Nema lo yigoyel b'maisa. It says this word of lo yigoyel over here b'maisa b'hema. V'nema lo yigoyel b'charomim. It also says in the parash of charomim, Rashi says that they ksiv lo yimokav lo yigoyel kol cherim. That cherim is something you makdish, you make it hegdish, and it goes to, you have to give it to the Kohanim. So it says the Eloshin of lo yigoyel b'charomim, and we darshan, make the Xer Shavuot like Malal, just like by Charomim. A Mechirim, or the Pesach says clearly, not allowed to sell it, like if you make something Cherim. That means the Yisrael is like Makdashit, to give it over to the Kohen. So before you give it to the Kohen, you're not allowed to sell it to anybody. So not only lo yigo, not only can't you redeem it, but you can't sell it either. So Afkan here also, by Maisa Behem, when it says lo yigo, I'll tell you Mechirim, not only can't you redeem it, but it also means you can't sell the Maisa Behem. The Bailam can't tell that he has to use it himself. Oh, Malay Rav Nachman by Yitzel Rav, who now berate Rav Yeshua Mafni? You have to tell me this is Zeir Shav of Lo Yigoyel, one of them is extra. Because otherwise you could ask questions on it. Because the Lo Mafni is not extra. For Zeir Shav, if it's extra Mufni, then you don't ask the question. But if it's not Mufni, you could ask the question, this is Zeir Shav. Equal Mifni, you could ask a question like this. Malik Haram, I'll tell you, Haram is different. Malik Haramim. Shekein chale malakol, you can make hegdish anything. Rashi hichrim es hakodishim chal cherim aleim. Nois nekoyin kafir tovus nois yesh boy. You can even make cherim a korban. If you have a korban, so whatever the Yisrael has from it, he has a tovus nois yesh boy. That much it could be make cherim. Ma shein kein ma'isabeim, we can't make on kochim. You can only make ma'isabeim on chulin. So if I cannot learn out ma'isabeim from a chromim. Samar says true. Samar says lay afnuy. Let's see which one is extra. Samar says lay. Yes, it's true. Afnuy mafni. That fact is true. That it is extra. Why? Because lo yema real. The pasuk did not have to say lo yema for lo yigo b'chrom. The pasuk did not have to say if it only meant not to redeem it. So the pasuk did not have to say it by charamim. The yigma mi ma'isa. Learn it out from ma'isa behema. Ma Maisa Kodesh Venigo, just like Maisa has is Kodesh, and you can't redeem it. Is that Haram, the same thing by Haram, when you makdis something. For Haramim, the same thing, Kedoshim has a Kedusha on it. V'yeinan, Nigolim, you can't redeem it. If so, V'lo Yigol, the Kosh Rechman Alomli, why does the Pasuk come to write the extra words, Lo Yigol, by Haramim? Satei Elafnuye, it's extra. And therefore, we'll make Taika Gzerah Shava, that just like by Haramim, it doesn't only say Lo Yigol, the Pasuk also says he can't sell it. So, there also, by Maaseh Behem, when it says Lo Yigoyel, it also means you can't sell it. Mor says, no, Ikal Mifrach, let me ask you a question. Ikal Mifrach, Ma La Maaseh, you know what Maaseh Behem is? I could not learn out Chromim for Maaseh Behem. Ma La Maaseh Sheken Kodesh Lefon Ali Achrov. By Maaseh Behem, there's a special Chumrah. That even though really the 10th one is the Maaseh Behem, you count 1, 2, 3, 4, till 10, the 10th one coming out, that's the Maaseh. But let's say Lefon, if you made a mistake in the 9th one, you call 10th. That's also Chal Kedusha. Let's say he made a mistake and he called the 11th one the 10th. That's also Chal Kedusha. So even though the 10th one is, sometimes the 9th and 11th could also be Kodesh. And that only applies by Maaseh Behem, not by Haramim. So maybe only by Maaseh Behem you have the Chum, you can't redeem it. But maybe by Haramim I would have thought you could. So it's not extra, so you need Lo Yigol by Haramim. So Moses is true. Ela rather, Lo Yoyimah, they shouldn't have said Lo Yigol by Haramim. They shouldn't have said Lo Yigol by Haramim. And then Chadami, I would not turn it out for Maaseh, but the Yigma be Bechor, the Medach in Bechor, it said, Lo Yipod Yavya by Bechor. So now Bechor, just like our Bechor, is Kodesh. When a Nigla, you can't redeem it. After Haram, the same thing would apply by Haram also, Kodeshim. It's something that you makdish, you give it Kedusha on it. And so the Svar should be also, Vienna Nigolim, you should not be able to redeem them before you give it to the Kayin. So if so, Lo Yigor, the Kosh Rechmon Alomali, what does the Pasuk say, Lo Yigor Yabacharamim? It left new, it's extra to make this Gzera Shava. Tomorrow says, no, again, Ikal Mifrach, he asks a question of this also. Ma'al HaBechor, Tayyid HaBechor is different. Ma'al HaBechor, Shekein Kedushos HaMerechem. A Bechor is more stronger that we know as soon as it comes out, it's Chal Kedusha by itself, it's Kodesh Merechem. Ma'ashen Kein Charomim, you have to be Makdashit. So I will not learn out Charomim from a Bechor either. Tomorrow says, Ela, rather like this. Ela Lo Yoyma Lo Yigo B'maisa. Do not have to say the word Lo Yigo B'maisa B'heimo. The Yigmar Havor, Havor Mebechor, Havor Gzeir Shova, says the word Havor by Bechor, and it says the word Havor by Maaseh Behem. So I'd learn out, Ma Bechor, just like by Bechor, it's Kodesh Ben Nigol, it says the Lo Tipoda. You can't redeem a Bechor. Is Af Maaseh, I would know the same thing by Maaseh Behem also. Kodesh Ben Nigol, you can't redeem it. If so, Lo Yigur, the Kosh Rechman of Maaseh Lomali, why is the Torah write extra by Maaseh Behem, Lo Yigur, you can't redeem it? What do we need the Pasuk for? So it must be Lafnuya Sextra, that now when it says Lo Yigol here, when it says Lo Yigol by Chiromin, just like by Chirom the Loch Rish, you can't even sell it. So then I'll learn now to what did by Maaseh Behem also, you can't even sell it. So Mara says no. Fiakati b'maiseh nami loy lemafna, teino b'maiseh fed extra. I cannot learn out Maaseh from a Bechor. Because the Iklim, if I could ask the question, could have a chinon, that we, well, like we asked, that what if Bechor was Kodesh Merechem? So I would not learn out Maaseh from Bechor. Smur says no. V'yavata kro yiseiruhu. Did I tell you, v'yavata is an extra pasuk? No, there's a special hekesh over here. So therefore, once we have the hekesh on this, you can ask the questions. You can't ask any questions. He says, v'yavata kro yiseiruhu. Or muftun l'gzeru shavah. It's an extra to make a gzeru shavah. Lilmoid havoru havoru maaseh. Shlei yigoyel. And therefore, the klal is v'yeg meshivnele. You can't ask a question in this hekesh. So therefore, Hilkach, Lo Yigol, the Maaseh is extra. Because really, I should learn out Maaseh from Bechor. So Lo Yigol is extra. It's extra teach us that the Lo Yigol means learn out from Haramim, you can't even sell it. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, if so, Bechor nami leilof gula gula mecharomim, why don't you learn out now Bechor also? Maybe from Haram, just like Bechorom you can't sell it, maybe from Bechor also you can't sell it. So Gemara says, no, the Maaseh mufni, to Bechor le mufni. Tell you, by Maaseh, tak, it's extra the Lo Yigoyel. But by Bechor, it's not extra, therefore I don't make the Joshua. So Mara still says, O my chos, it's to make taste which one yes, which one not. O my chos, it's the Lo Tipode de Bechor, le Gufay. Who told you, when it says Lo Tipode, don't redeem it by Bechor, that's for itself. Who do Maaseh, when it says Lo Yigoyel by Maaseh, that's lefnu, that's extra. V'yema, say the opposite way around. Maybe the Maaseh Legufei, maybe when it says Lo Yigoyel by Maaseh, that's Legufei, that's the main thing. And now the Bechor is extra. The Bechor lafnim, maybe Bechor is extra. And therefore, learn up Bechor from Chromim that you can't sell a Bechor. So Moses says, no, here it's more of a Svara that Donin Gula Megula, V'yen Donin Pediya Megula. It says, Lo Yigol Bechor and Lo Yigol Bechoromim. So it's a Svara to learn out Meisr from Chromim rather than Bechor. Because by Bechor it says Lashon only of Loiti Pod. It doesn't say the same Lashon. So Marius, but so what? My Nafkim, we know, what's the difference? We know what Tona Dever Bishmuel, Tona Dever Shmuel says like this. When the Pesuk says Veshov HaKoyin, he comes back. Or also Bo HaKoyin, so we make Gzeira Shava. Zuhi Shiva, Zuhi Bi, it's the same thing. We make Gzeira Shava from the word Veshev to the word Bo. So even though they're not the exact words, still we could make Gzeira Shava. So here also make Gzeira Shava from Leit Hipoda to Leit Yigoyel. They both mean the same thing, so what should be the difference? Smurah says, no, I'll answer you, Poshid. That Hanimilu, when do we make such a Gzeira Shava of a shave and Ubo? That's Heichod the Lek of the Domelev, there's nothing more like it. So then you make that type of a Gzeira Shava. Avalik of the Domelev, you have something that's more like it, then the Svaru always is with the Domelev Yafinan. So if Avad, it's more of a Svaru to learn out Meister Behema, that it says Lo Yigoyel, from Charon, it also says Lo Yigoyel, that they both mean you can't even sell it. But by Bechor, since it only says Lo Tipoda, I did not learn out. Now the Gemara says, V'leilef Bechor Havorah Havorah Mimaisa. Still, we have Gzeira Shavri though. Havorah Havorah. So just like by Maisa Beim, you can't even sell it. Maybe Bechor also can't even sell it. So Gemara says, Do Maisa Nami Goma Gula Gula Mecheramim. Like you're learning out Maisa from Cherim. Cheramim. So if so, we have the Gzeira Shavah Havorah Havorah, so Bechor should also be the same halacha. Someone says, no, Miyat Rachmana Gabi is a special Miyat Gabi Chromim. Who? Only by Chromim it applies, this is, you can't sell it. For Loi Bechor, not by Bechor. Someone says, how do you know to say this? Why don't I say, who V'Loi Maiser? Maybe you say the opposite. It means only Chromim you can't sell, Maiser you could sell. Someone says, no, again, Maiser Gula Kemaiser. It's more of a sword. It seems by Maiser it says Loi Yigoyel. The same Loshim. By Chromim, there's more of a sword that Maiser is like Chromim, and the Miyat goes on Bechor. Rav Amarav says Lo Yigrel the Chromim Lo Tzorich. I tell you the whole words of Lo Yigrel by Chirim is extra. The Lo Tzorich. Why? Because the Yisnayev Heich. Let's see, where is this korb, the animal that you made Chirim? Now, where is it? Ebay Bailim. If it's by the owner, the original Yisrael made something Chirim, means he makes it like Hegdish. So Hegdish Ninu. Pshit like it belongs to Hegdish. Who is he to sell it? He can't sell it. It's not his anymore. He was Makdashit. Elamai ebay coin, if he gave it over to the coin, right? That's locha by chromim that you give to the coin. If so, once you give it to the coin, chuluninu, it's mamish his, and pshita, then the coin could sell. He could do what he wants with it. So where does the pasuk apply of loy goyel? The Tanya would learn like this. Chromim calls the man shehin bebeis barlam, calls the man the owned original Yisrael has it. Harein kegdish, lechol the rim, it's mamish like kegdish. Shenever the pasuk says, kol chayrim kodesh kadoshim ul Hashem. It belongs to Hashem, so Pshita, the owner, cannot sell to anybody else. Not on the coin, once he gives it over to the coin, that's the din of Charomim, to give it to the coin. Once he gives it to the coin, Harein Kechulun Lechod of Reim. His mamish like belongs to the coin, he can do what he wants with it. Shenem the Pesach says, Chokherim be Yisrael, Lechod Yiyah, it goes to you. So if so, Rashi said, Lechod Yiyah means, Brishus Koin Hein, Kishamra Moinoi. So it's a new type of a Hegdish, this Charomim. Usually Hegdish, even after you might give it to the Gizber, it's still Kaddish, you have to redeem it. But here by Charomim, no, it's a new halacha that the Kohen can do what he wants with it. So, Moshe says, Lo Yigoyel, when the Pesach says, Lo Yigoyel, the cost of Rachmana Lomeli. What do I need the words Lo Yigoyel for? Where does it apply?